add Taiwan to the list of places where students have taken to the streets to protest. The students are angry at the government for trying to push a trade agreement through parliament. The agreement is with mainland China, which Taiwan split from decades ago. And the students say the pact would increase Beijing's economic leverage on Taiwan. Last week, the students occupied parliament to put pressure on the government, and they're still there. Katie Chen is a visiting professor at National Taiwan University, and she's been following the protests.
The occupation of the legislature was seen as the last straw, as the National Chinese Party leaders unilaterally announced that the service trade agreement had been reviewed and sent to the floor for voting. And the students came out because they thought that this was the direct infringement of Taiwan's democracy. They were not happy about that.
Okay, so the students have been upset about this for over a year, and now they've taken over the legislature. Why now? What happened?
The students have been protesting the lack of transparency when the agreement was signed.
So students basically feel that a process was not followed.
It's not so much in protesting free trade agreement or economic ties with China, but also mostly the lack of democratic procedural justice. So you cannot just say that these are anti-free trade protesters. Also, citizens who are extremely concerned with Taiwan's democracy being infringed upon.
Is there also some disappointment in the Taiwanese government that they are cozying up economically with mainland China?
Approximately 900,000 firms in Taiwan are service-oriented businesses, and 99% of these serviced businesses are medium and small enterprises, and even 85% being micro enterprises, which means they have less than 5 employees. So their scale is much smaller than Chinese enterprises. So with the signing of the agreement, the demonstrator really felt that the government wasn't really watching out for their interest.
What's been the reaction from government officials in Taiwan to the student protests and the takeover of the parliament?
The opposition legislators have been sitting outside of the legislature doors to try to make sure that the police do not rough up the students. On the opposite side, the ruling party had been very critical of the students, calling them undemocratic, condemning them of the way that they climbed over the fence and entered the windows of the legislature, calling them disrespectful, all kinds of things.
Meantime, I hear academics and professors in Taiwan are siding with the students. I mean, you're a visiting professor at National Taiwan University. What have you been hearing from the teachers?
Teachers are also split, but a lot of the professors are coming out and in support of the students. And a lot of them are taking their classes outside of the legislative yuan, especially the social sciences professors. 52 university presidents signed a petition urging the government to resolve the issue with the students and also calling the government to respect Taiwan's democracy and the students' right to protest.
It sounds pretty dramatic. Where is all this headed?
Yesterday, the president had expressed willingness to speak to the students and trying to resolve the issue. And the head of the legislature, chairperson Wang Jingping, also held meetings between all the political party leaders. So you see that the government is trying to resolve the problems and trying to make amends with the students. But right now, the students are saying that the government was insincere in the fact that the venue of the meeting was not being arranged, and the president still is exerting pressure on the legislators of his party to try to get the agreement passed. So I really don't know how long the occupation will be, but I'm looking forward to the resolution of such issue.
Katie Chen, a visiting professor at National Taiwan University, talking to us about the student protests that have taken over the parliament there. Thanks very much, Katie. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.